Greetings, travelers, and welcome to another Library of Divine Echoes Deep Dive, where we explore the mysteries of the cosmos, the depths of the human spirit, and the secrets of ancient wisdom. I'm your host, Christopher Little, and today we're diving into the fascinating world of sigils and servitors. These powerful tools of magic have been used for centuries to shape reality and manifest desires. Whether you're new to magic or a seasoned practitioner, this episode will provide you with valuable insights and practical techniques to enhance your spiritual practice. Let's start with sigils. A sigil is a symbol that represents a specific intention or desire. It's a way to communicate with the subconscious mind and the universe, bypassing the limitations of conscious thought. The process of creating and charging a sigil is both an art and a science, blending creativity with intention. The use of sigils can be traced back to ancient civilizations where symbols were believed to hold magical powers. In medieval Europe, practitioners of ceremonial magic used sigils to evoke spirits and influence the material world. The modern practice of sigil magic was popularized by the British occultist Austin Osman Spare in the early 20th century. Spare developed the concept of the Alphabet of Desire, a personal system of symbols used to represent various goals and aspirations. The process of creating a sigil involves several steps. 1. Define your intention. Clearly state your desire or intention in a positive and concise manner. For example, I am confident and successful. 2. Condense the statement. Remove vowels and repeating consonants from the statement. For example, I am confident and successful becomes MCDNFS. 3. Create the symbol. Combine and stylize the remaining letters into a unique symbol. Use your creativity to design a symbol that resonates with you. 4. Charge the sigil. Focus your energy and intention on the sigil. This can be done through various methods, such as meditation, visualization, or physical activity. 5. Release the sigil. Once the sigil is charged, it must be released into the ether. This can be done by burning, burying, or otherwise disposing of the physical representation of the sigil, symbolizing the release of your intention into the universe. Now, let's explore the concept of servitors. A servitor is a thought form or entity created by a practitioner of magic to perform specific tasks or functions. Unlike a sigil, which is a static symbol, a servitor is dynamic and can interact with the environment. Servitors are often created with a specific purpose in mind, such as protection, guidance, or assistance with a particular project. The creation of a servitor involves several steps. 1. Define the purpose. Clearly define the purpose and tasks of the servitor. Be specific about what you want the servitor to do. 2. Create the form. Visualize the form and appearance of the servitor. This can be as simple or elaborate as you wish. You may choose to draw or sculpt a representation of the servitor. 3. Give the servitor a name. Naming the servitor helps to establish its identity and function. 4. Charging the servitor. Similar to charging a sigil, focus your energy and intention on the servitor. You can use meditation, ritual, or other methods to imbue the servitor with power. 5. Program the servitor. Clearly communicate the tasks and functions of the servitor. This can be done through visualization, written instructions, or verbal commands. 6. Release the servitor. Once the servitor is charged and programmed, release it to perform its tasks. You may choose to regularly check in with the servitor to ensure it is functioning as intended. Both sigils and servitors can be powerful tools for personal growth and manifestation. However, it's important to approach these practices with respect and responsibility. Always consider the ethical implications of your magical work and ensure that your intentions align with the highest good for yourself and others. Now, let's transition into a guided meditation designed to help you charge a sigil with your will and cast it into the ether. Find a comfortable and quiet space where you won't be disturbed. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths, allowing yourself to relax and center your mind. Begin by visualizing your intention clearly in your mind. See it, feel it, and experience it as if it has already manifested. Now condense your intention into a single word or phrase, and from that, create a unique symbol that represents your desire. Hold the symbol in your mind's eye, focusing on its shape and form. As you continue to visualize the symbol, take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, imagine your energy flowing into the symbol, charging it with your will and intention. Feel the power and determination within you, infusing the sigil with strength. Repeat this process several times, each time breathing deeply and exhaling your energy into the symbol. When you feel that the sigil is fully charged, visualize it glowing with a brilliant light, radiating your intention into the universe. Now imagine the sigil floating upwards, leaving your mind and body, and merging with the infinite expanse of the ether. Trust that your intention has been released and will manifest in the perfect time and manner. Take a few moments to bask in the calm and peace of this state, knowing that your desire is on its way to becoming reality. When you are ready, gently bring your awareness back to the present moment and open your eyes. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the world of sigils and servitors. I hope you found this episode enlightening and empowering. Remember to approach your magical practice with an open heart and mind, and trust in your ability to manifest your desires. Until next time, stay curious, stay safe, and never stop exploring.